today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to have victory over depression. Then stay tuned to hear how a man was miraculously saved from ending his own life and experienced new freedom and joy through the power of God. Now, here's Kenneth.
Turn with me over to 1 Timothy. Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, stop right there. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace. Well, now this is written to you're a beloved son. Amen. Grace. Thank you, sir. I receive it. Say it out loud. Thank you, sir. I receive it. Mercy. Thank you, sir. I receive it. Peace. Thank you, sir. I receive it. From God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, James 4:6 says he'll give you more grace. That's the way you get it, among other things. But every time you see it, every time it's off, see, we've read that like it's just the head of the letter or the end of the letter. No, this is a very specific word. Every time you see it, stop and receive it. I went through my New Testament, underlined it in red. Every time I found the word grace, underlined it in red so that it catches my attention as I'm reading. Just stop and say, thank you. Ah, more grace. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers and with pure conscience. Wow, you mean tell me, Paul, you got a pure conscience? After killing all them people? Beating up a bunch of Christians and persecuting Jesus? No, the man you're talking about died on the road to Damascus. He's gone. Went to heaven. Raised up, lifted up to sit with him in heavenly places. Translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. Glory to God. That other guy dead and gone. Now remember what he said? I count myself not to have obtained but this one thing. And you need to go back and read that and look at the italicized words in the book of Philippians and read it correctly. I count not myself to have apprehended but this one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press. Forgetting those things which are behind. This man struggled with that. The devil came at him every direction he could, calling him a Christian killer, calling him every kind of ugly, dirty thing you could think of. Oh, he had to struggle with that and fight that. I mean, he brought it up in the middle of a vision. He was seeing Jesus in the flesh and talking to him, and he brought it up. And the Lord never even recognized it. Just kept right on talking. Never said anything back to him about it. That's good, isn't it? And he's the one that would come back later and say, I have wronged no man, and I have defrauded no man. That's supernatural forgetting. It's just not that you just try not to think about it anymore. No, it's gone. It's gone. You can supernaturally forget anything. You can forget it to the point where somebody give you a lie detector test and it never come up. You don't even think about it. But you can't keep talking it and going on, you know, and feeling sorry for yourself and all that. No, the devil will just get you by the nose and wring it. learn to receive your forgiveness and your cleansing from all unrighteousness the moment you confess that sin before the Lord. Now, there are people saying, well, you know, we don't have to confess our sin anymore. I don't have time to spend a lot of time on that, so I'll say it like this. Bull. So we'll settle that. Now, receive that forgiveness and receive that cleansing. And say, sir, I thank you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I no longer recall this. I didn't say remember. I said recall. I don't recall it. And if it comes up, you say, ha ha, I don't recall you. I don't recall you. Cast that imagination down. I never did that. Why, you did? No. No, I never did that. Why, you did? No, I didn't. I have defrauded no man. I've wronged no man. Now, you can't do it. You can't say that if you don't repent, confess that thing before Jesus, and take his word. But he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness when you confess it. Don't you spend a bunch of time dealing with that and thinking about that, no, woe is me and all that. You'll go right back into that depression. Now, number four, 1:4. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Timothy is crying over something. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, feigned means phony, the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance. What's he talking about here? I put you in remembrance. What's he about to tell him? How to stop crying. How to get out of depression. It don't make any difference people calling you too young to preach. That was part of his problem. But there are a lot of other things also. But it ain't no time to sit around and cry. I don't care who you are. You don't need to be sitting around and crying. You're wasting your time. You know what depression is? Grieving over something you ain't even lost. Yeah, that's what depression is. The devil come along and tell you, ain't nobody loves you. Ain't nobody loves me. That's a lie from hell. You just call Jesus a liar. He said, I'll love you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So, now notice, he's about to tell him here how to get out of depression. He's about to give him words. Huh? And as he says these words, the Father that dwells within him will do the work. Are you with me now? Verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in you also. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance. You stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given you, boy, the spirit of fear. Who is the spirit of fear? Satan is a spirit of fear. When you partake of fear, then you have connected yourself to the spirit of fear. When you are connected to the spirit of fear, you continue that connection and you will begin to say what fear says and you will begin to partake of what fear does. And you will find yourself partaking of and living in the law of sin and death. I don't care if you have been born again. But when you connect to the spirit of faith, then you're connected to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now notice this. Look here. God has not given us, I'm reading this to Timothy right now. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but God has given you the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind, so you don't therefore be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but you be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Get up, shut up, and straighten up. I have no reason to believe that he wrote this sweetly. Amen. God hadn't given you that fear. Do not thou, therefore, be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, he never would have come up with that if somebody wasn't trying to shame him. Man, I'm telling you, the people will try to shame you out of the gospel. They'll try to shame you out of your blessing. They'll try to shame you out of money. They'll try to shame you out of everything they can. Don't fall for that old dog. Don't fall for that. This lady that tells you, you're a liar and a father of it. Amen. Well, you know, though, don't even go there. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, you have to walk by wisdom. Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with walking by wisdom. You ain't walking by wisdom, you're walking by fear. Well, I don't. Fear not! Believe only. Well, I said, fear not! He that feareth is not perfected in love. Now, you already know what the problem is. Shut up and get back in the Word and read every love scripture you can get your hands on, and you walk around every day. He's given me the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of a sound mind. I refuse to fear. I absolutely refuse it. I refuse to have the spirit of fear. God loves me in the morning. He loves me at night. He loves me in the middle of the day. Don't you ever go to bed at night with fear in your life. Don't you lay your head down. The scripture says he gives us sleep without fear. Amen. People get in trouble at nighttime because they go to bed afraid of things. Afraid the Caesars are going to come back. Afraid somebody's going to break in the house. Afraid. Go to bed like that, he'll work all night long to bring to pass what you said when you went to bed. Give you dreams about it. Shut him out. ain't doing anything else. Read scripture to him. Amen. Don't be like that fella laying up there in the bed and then he's, you know, he got one leg hanging up in a cast and he's all look really bad, you know, laying there in the bed. And somebody said, did you resist the devil? He said, I ain't no shape to antagonize nobody. Don't be like that. No. Yeah, antagonize him. You can't antagonize him. All you have to do is speak. He flees. And this is a good place to start. Stir up that gift that's in there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you may come crawling out of there, wiping the tears out of your eyes, and say, "Well, tell you." I'm stirred up. There's power in me. I'm stirred up. There's faith in me. I'm stirred up. I don't have the spirit of fear in me. I have the spirit of power, the spirit of love. Whoa, love never fails. I got the never failing spirit on the inside of me. Well, you already preach yourself happy. Devil's gone. Isn't that wonderful? You sit down and start, yeah, but just get up and do it again. I'm through with this depression. God loves me. My wife loves me. Oh, she don't. Well, she will. Got somebody to love instead of that crybaby wallowing around in the and all the doubt and unbelief anybody can haul in your house. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, you don't understand. I understand this. I understand what Jesus did for me. I understand that I love you. I understand I ain't going to help you carry your cares. I'm not going to pet you. I'll love you and pray with you, stand with you. But when you come in and say, I'm not going to come in and say, Billy, that's all right. That's all right. Everything okay? No, it ain't okay. Get up off your couch and quit the squalling and bawling. I ain't going to tell you it's okay. Now get your butt up and let's go do what we're supposed to do. It ain't okay. And I'll be smiling at you and say, come on, Bubba, come on. But I ain't going to tell you it's okay. Now, your grandmama may be telling you that, but she's wrong. It is not okay. Self-pity is not okay. It is a sin. And it's a deadly sin. Feeling sorry for yourself. That don't work, man. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
That's right.
You don't go to combat like that.
No.
Get your brain blown out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I said amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise you.
I love you, darling.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. And I'll stay with you. I ain't going to pet you. Nope. You're a soldier.
That's it.
You're a soldier.
That's right.
You endure the hardship as a soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Brother Copeland, they might kill me. So you're going to die, ain't you? What's the difference between dead today and tomorrow? Amen. Well, tell me. The fear of death has been dealt with. He has abolished it. So don't bring it back. Hebrews chapter 2. We already read that. Well, we quoted the 9th verse. Let's read it. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Say it out loud. I receive that. I have no fear of it. I will never experience it.
You can face every challenge in life with hope as a blueprint and with faith in God and His Word. The Victory Over Anything package gives you what you need to transform your thinking, to change your circumstances, and to overcome the most difficult situations. Discover what Bible hope is with Kenneth Copeland's CD teaching series, Hope, the Blueprint of Faith. Learn how hope and love work together. Create an inner image of hope. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand in God's grace and experience victory. When trouble arises, don't blame God. He didn't cause it. Find out who did in Kenneth Copeland's book, Know Your Enemy. Discover the scriptural evidence that will, once and for all, reveal the true source of your trouble and enable you to be victorious. You are more than a conqueror. Get ready to experience victory over anything. Order the Victory Over Anything package today for only $32.98. Learn how to recognize the enemy's strategy against you. Then receive God's hope and love to stand strong in His grace and experience victory in every area of your life. To order this package, call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online at kcm.org/tbspecial.
Russ Robinson was born and raised in Sparta, Missouri. His mother was a woman of strong faith who taught her children the Word of God. At the age of 12, Russ was forced to leave his family farm and move to a new home with his mother and siblings. His parents' marriage had dissolved, and his father's single life seemed distant from the things of God. Russ entered college as an 18-year-old athlete, overwhelmed with temptations.
I started drifting away from the Lord, and I started enjoying that so much. But, you know, sin only is fun for a while, especially when you got a mom that's praying every night. And, you know, I consider that one of the things that kept me alive.
As he grew into manhood, Russ married a beautiful young woman and became the father of two children. His young family motivated Russ to return to his faith, but he had no real understanding of a relationship with Jesus. In 2007, when his father died, Russ was tormented with guilt, regret, and questions about his father's salvation.
Yeah, I fell into a deep depression. Just I would go to work, come home and sit in my recliner, and abused Xanax. And the doctor put me on that so I could sleep, so I wasn't sleeping. I would go to his farm after work a lot and sit at some of my favorite places, you know. And I drove down there, and sometimes I would just shoot at stuff, but that day was different because it was just, I was so tired and wore out and selfish because I'm only thinking about my little kids, a 4 and a 1-year-old. You know, and my wife, I was just thinking about myself, and I was tired of dealing with this in my head, and I was decided to take my life. I sat on the tailgate of my pickup, right down next to this gully in a hayfield, and put it up to my head and tried to pull the trigger, it wouldn't go off. Would not pull. And then I was a little bit miffed because it wouldn't go off. And so there was some cans sitting there in that ditch, and so I turned and shot at one of those and just bang, went up. So I threw that thing down in the grass and fell to my knees and had my face buried in the tailgate of my truck. And started repenting, and it's like, Lord, okay, I get it. You know, I get it now. You obviously aren't done with me. So the next day, my sister, she handed me a Walmart sack. It was full of CDs. And there was one from Brother Copeland's. It was about taking authority and authority of the believer. And I just listened to him constantly. Peace started coming, you know, and it just cleared up a lot of things, and I was able to let go, and I didn't have to go to Dad's grave once a week and cry. I was okay. I knew he wasn't there.
Russ began to walk in true freedom, and through prayer, faith, and standing on the Word of God, he was delivered from the deception and guilt. When Russ finally visited a trusted pastor, he was surprised to learn that his father had not only stayed in contact with this man, but that he had indeed confirmed his decision to accept and confess Jesus as Lord. Russ was overjoyed to know that his dad would spend eternity in heaven.
I was on the path of destruction, and now I'm on the path of great dreams and visions the Lord has shown me in the ministry that he wants me to do. I know, and you know, he saved my life. He's kept me alive. I'll be 40 next month, and when I look at it, I've got 80 more years to serve the Lord. You know, he says he gives 120 years, and I believe that I'll have 120 vibrant years. I never really was alive until Christ gave me his life.
Jesus has already paid the highest price for you to have victory over depression. And you don't have to feel hopeless or worried about the future. Why? Because you have a Savior. And Jesus came to give you an abundant life. And that kind of life is filled with joy and purpose. And it begins with you believing the good things that God has said about your future and refusing to believe the lies of the enemy that would say there is no hope. Because God has made a way out of despair for you, and his name is Jesus. He loves you, and he has the answers that you need. So if you want somebody to pray with you about receiving your victory, call us, contact us, or take your authority right now in the name of Jesus and just go before the Lord and say, Father, I turn this over to you, and I take my authority in Jesus' name, and I will not live the depressed life. I enter into the joy of my Lord in Jesus' name. This will change your life. Get over onto the Word. You'll be glad that you did. Thanks so much for watching. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.